Good morning, friends. What comes to your mind when you hear the names of illustrious people like Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., and John F. Kennedy? Do words like inspirational leadership, value-driven, visionary or big picture approach come to your mind? You guessed correctly. It's not one, but all of these qualities that made them leaders. And that is the subject of my podcast today. Why these key qualities are needed for you to be a leader who inspires. Welcome to my 34th episode in this series on self-belief and confidence on my channel, The Ramukh Kumar Show. My name is Kumar Rajgopalan and I'm your host for this show. If you are new to my channel, this show is all about working on your belief systems to build your confidence for you to discover a better version of yourself. The topic in my 34th podcast today is about the qualities you need to have to become an inspiring leader. Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., and John F. Kennedy were inspiring leaders because they had the ability to communicate their vision with authenticity, empathy, transparency, and absolute clarity. That is what made them successful in achieving those impossible goals. In your organization too, you can become the leader who motivates your team to accomplish outstanding performances. To inspire them to follow you, you must ensure that they are listening to your values and your vision, and you must then establish the right environment for them to thrive and grow under you. Let's now look at the three main qualities needed to have a leadership focus: values, vision, and a nurturing environment. Let's take the first one, values. You and your team members must clearly know your personal values and your organizational values for you as leader to lead them effectively. When I mention values, we all smile as if it is very obvious. But just think, recollect, and ask yourself, when was the last time that you discussed the personal values and professional values within your team? Was this discussion last held during the hiring interview of your team member, or was it during the performance appraisal of your team member? Values within the team members require constant reiteration, and which must be displayed in crisis situations and regular collaborations that tend to make it second nature. When you talk values, your answers to these questions on personal and professional values should come readily to your mind. The questions are: on a personal value front, what do they stand for? What is most important to you? What would you like to demonstrate in your life? And what is your personal mission in your life? So far as professional values go, the questions are very similar with a slight twist, and they are: what do you stand for? What are you willing to do to get new businesses? What are you not willing to do to get such new business? And fourth, what is your professional mission statement? Quality leaders do not change their values over time to achieve a short-term success. Consistent core organizational value systems form the strong foundation for long-term success. A simple definition of values is that your values are the rules by which you play the game. A well-defined value system makes all the decisions easy and encourages your team to go where you lead. The second important quality for leadership is vision. The vision of the organization is the lifeblood of the business. And if you are part of the business, you must know it inside out. Write it down and share it widely within your team. Even more importantly, your vision for the business must provide that unifying picture so that everyone on the team, regardless of their job function and role responsibility, can exactly see where you are going and the importance of their role in getting you there. Therefore, the clearer the concept and the cleaner the message, the more likely will you and your team achieve the desired goal. Your vision needs to answer three fundamental questions, and this is a must answer three questions for everybody on your team. The first is, what do we do? The second is, how do we do it? And third, for whom are we doing it? As Jim Collins, the famous author, says in his book, From Good to Great, discussions on visions is never a 30-minute, 1-minute exercise. This requires 100% participation that is iterative and inclusive. Vision can never be a top-down decision. We now come to the third important quality for leadership, and that is a nurturing environment. For understanding the performance drivers and core abilities of your team members, you must create a nurturing environment that will allow them to reach their full potential and also value their uniqueness. Your team members are as good as your internal customers, and they must be treated the same way as you would treat your external customers. By shaping the right work environment for your team, you will have loyal team members to lead. That means you have to create a work environment that respects each person, that respects the values of their inputs, that appreciates their contribution, that rewards their effort, and that encourages learning and adapting to change. You must have an atmosphere which encourages listening, sharing constructive criticisms, and trying out new ideas without any fear. When you unleash personal creativity, each team member becomes a stakeholder in the final outcome. Thus, you have an environment that promotes growth at all levels. To briefly summarize, there are many other qualities too that leaders will need to have, such as integrity, positive communications, the ability to delegate, an attitude of gratitude, an openness to learning, and also being empathetic. But when you combine the three core qualities of values, vision, and a nurturing environment, and consistently use it to guide your actions, then you have in your hand the magic formula for inspiring greatness, experiencing life-changing moments, and achieving breakthrough with great success. Thank you so very much for investing your time to listen to my earlier podcast as well as this 34th podcast. Next week, I will be back with you with another relevant topic of interest. You can hear this as a podcast or as a video, but if you have not yet subscribed to my channel, this is the time for it. Click on the bell icon and the subscribe button so that you get the notification once I publish any podcast. You can also send me your views and your feedback on the voice message option or by posting them on my social media handles, which is shared in the description of this episode. Please also generously share this podcast with your friends and within your family. This is Kumar Rajgopalan signing off for now. Stay safe, stay happy, stay smiling, and keep listening. Christmas wishes in advance. Wish you happy shopping in a safe environment, and let us meet again next Thursday. Till then, bye-bye and take good, good care of yourselves.